This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Stimmler, Leilu Nishmas, Mora Serol, Bas Reb Shloime Zalman. Chof Shvat, 16th of February, Rebbe Aaron Faust, Ba'achre Kein, Yetzir Berechush Godol.
For Simcha, and it's an extra pleasure to be able to be come to the shul here and discuss a few points in the parsha together. Tzaduk HaKoyen brings down from the Chozer Melevlin. Interesting thing, he says that the three Shabbosim that we have parshas Boy, Bishalach, and Yisroi correspond to Boy, corresponds to the Yom Tov of Pesach and Klal Shalach of Yisrayim. The first days of Pesach, Bishalach is the end of Pesach, Shvishal Pesach, which is Kriyas Yamsuf. And Yisroi is Matan Torah Shavuos, is connected to Shavuos. He explains and says that the Shabbos is, Svarim say Shabbos is a Ma'ir des Man, the person who gets the Sferus of the Yom Tov. In the Parsha, a person can get the Hashpos of the Yom Tov even now as a preparation for the Yom Tov which are coming. So let's discuss a few points that I think were relevant that we see from the Parshas, from the last few Parshas. There's a very interesting perish, the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, the Kali Yisrael, Minig Yisrael, the last song that we sing in the late Leila Seder, Chad Gadyo. Many, many perushim, many, many explanations that have been explained, like Bikabolah, Bipshat, to explain this song. And the Vilna Gaon says a beautiful pshat to explain the song. He says Chad Gadyo is really the story of Kali Yisrael. The Chad Gadyo is referring to Yosef HaTzadik, who was really the Hemshuch of Yaakov Avinu. And he is the Chad Gadya, the Chad Gadya. But also Shunra, he says Shunra has a midah of Kina, that's the Shvatim, the Shiftei Kor. I don't even understand the whole story, but Chazal tell us that they didn't want to get rid of Yosef. They were maybe, according to their Darga, according to their Madriga, there was a bit of Kina there, a Kanu boy. And they wanted to be Vatlis Bechaira, and they sent him down to Mitzrayim. That's the also Shunra, the Ochal Lagadya. Then the also Kalba, V'ochal Shunra, the Kalba is the Kelev, Chazal says the Kelev is Mitzrayim, is Paroi. Paroi wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, that's the also Kalba, V'ochal Shunra. Then the also Chutra is the stick, the Hikala Kalba, it refers to the Makkas, the 10 Makkas that we had, and the Makkas on Mitzrayim, that's the also Chutra, V'ochal, the Hikala Kalba, and smote the Mitzrayim. Then Va'osa Nura, the Sar of Lechutra, the fire consumed the stick. Explains the Gaon, very interesting, has a very interesting thing. He says that the matter that Moshe Rabbeinu did the Makkas were went down, went to Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael. V'nishtam Shuboy, they used it for many things, he says, and they put it in the Beis HaMikdash. And it was there in the Beis HaMikdash, this matter was there, until the Chorom Beis HaMikdash, which is a reference to the V'osa Nura, the Sarf Lechutra, the fire of the Chorom Beis HaMikdash consumed the matter of Moshe, the matter of Moshe Rabbeinu had done the Nisim Mitzrayim. He carries on explaining the whole Hemshech, we won't go to the whole Hemshech, until stops. There's also Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Mitzvah Hashem, the Gula Shalema. What's the meaning that the matter of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we did the Makkas, was in the Beis HaMikdash, and they used it, and was there to the Chorom Beis HaMikdash? How do we explain that? So the Poshut Pshat could be explained that there's a Medrash that says that the matter, there's various opinions in the Medrash, but one of the opinions in the Medrash is that the matter that Moshe Rabbeinu did the Makkas with was actually the matter that we know that after the Korach, when they disputed Aaron HaKohen's Kehuna, Hashem Baruch Hu told all the Nesi'im, a representative from each Sheva, to take a stick and to put it in, and as we know, Aaron HaKohen's stick came out, and it's for fruit, mishkedim, and that said, the pasuk says there that matter, Hashem Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, take this matter and put it into the Beis HaMikdash. The holy mishmeres that they marry should be mishmeres, the Klal Yisrael should see that Aaron HaKohen, he's the chosen one. There's an opinion in the Medrash that the matter that Moshe Rabbeinu did the nisim with, the same matter that Aaron HaKohen had taken and that was put into the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that matter. Before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, there were many things that were nignas, that were put away before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, before the Chorban, the Oren was nignas, as we know. One of the things that was nignas, was put away, was this matter. That's the Pashat of Pshat, that this matzah was taka b'metzias, the matzah, the matzah, the stick that they did the matzah was taka in the Beis HaMikdash until before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. That's the Poshut Pshat. But of course, there had to be a deeper meaning to understand what does it mean that the matzah was there with Klal Yisrael. And the Gaon even says, Nishtam Shepoy, they used it for various things. What did they use the matzah for? And what's the reference to this matzah? Withholding the Parsha from Matan Torah, in Parsha Mishpatim, which is the Hemshach of Matan Torah, at the end of Parsha Mishpatim, there's a very interesting posuk. The posuk says that the Klal Yisrael, Vayiru, Vayal Moshe v'Aaron, Nodav Aviu, v'Shivim Zikni Yisrael, they went up. Vayiru es Elkei Yisrael, Yisor, Kviyochad, Yisor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Tachas Raglov, and beneath HaKadosh Baruch Hu's feet, Kviyochad, Kemase Livna HaSapir. It was like a brick. So Rashi says, what's this brick? What is this brick doing back in Shmokha by the Kisa HaKoetz? Explains Rashi. He hoits the lefona b'shas ha-shibut. There was a brick in front of Shmokha b'shas ha-shibut when the Yid were in Mitzrayim. Liskoi tzorosu she-Yisrael shahoyim u-shubon b'mais levon. To remember that Shmokha should remember, should forget the Klal Yisrael are in Mitzrayim and the shibut and they're going through with the terrible affliction that they had in Mitzrayim for the 210 years. And Shmokha wants to remember in front of him. To show that Hashem is nishtatav in the tzar of Klal Yisrael, this goes to Rosh Hashanah Yisrael. Hashem had in front of him this livnas asapet to speak to show I haven't forgotten you, Klal Yisrael. I'm with you and I'm feeling with you. The obvious question has to be asked is b'shas the shib mitzrayim. We understand why that livnas asapet would have to be there. That Hashem should feel show Klal Yisrael his feeling for Klal Yisrael. However, we're holding after shivas mitzrayim. We're holding during Matan Torah. And it says, during Matan Torah, the skies opened and Klal Yisrael saw this Livna Sasapi there. Now what's the relevance of this Livna Sasapi, this brick, to show that Hashem Baruch Hu wants to Rosh Hashanah Yisrael, to show Hashem Baruch Hu Mishpatim and to Rosh Hashanah Yisrael? Why is that relevant now, the Shas Matan Torah? I would like to suggest a pshat. We find like this. We find that before Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Dav Bnei Yisrael, Yishalu, that they should go and borrow from their neighbors, from Mitzrayim, Klei Kesef, Klei Zohar. Why? Shalom Ha'is Atzadik, that Avraham Avinu shouldn't say, yeah, Vavodav Ono Oysam, Kiyam Tabem, you Mekayim Vavodav Ono Oysam. However, you were not Mekayim, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because he shouldn't say that, I would like you to go, and I want Klei Yisrael to go up Berchush Kodl. And the obvious question is, Mepharshim will ask, what's the Hashem Baruch Hu promised that Ruchush Gadol, they're going to go with Ruchush Gadol. So that's why yesterday, not because Avraham Avinu is going to turn around and say, why were you not Mekayim, it's what you promised. Hashem Baruch Hu has to do it because he promised to do it. Why is it just because Avraham Avinu is asking and saying, why were you not Mekayim your Chiv? There are many, many pshatim, there's a lot of Svarim speak about it. So I'm afraid that Ruchush Gadol refers to the Matan Torah, the Torah of the Klal Yisrael, the growth of Klal Yisrael. There's many pshatim. I would like to suggest a pshat. We know that when Klal Yisrael went out with Mitzrayim, they said the Rashi brings down. So let me first be Magdim and Gemara. The Gemara says that during the Leila Seder, a person has to take the matzah and the moray, tzorach lahadbia a matzah and say matzah zu a matzah zu, and the person is supposed to lift up the moray and say moray zu. What's the relevance? Why do we have to do that? So Rashi there says, "Kdei lechave v'samitzvus," to show we lift up the matzah, we lift up the moray, lechave v'samitzvus. There's a pasuk in the Torah when the Torah says, "When the Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim," the Torah says that they walked out of Mitzrayim and they had the matz misharoisam al shichmam, the leftovers they had on their shoulders. What is that? Rashi tells us, we know. Everybody knows the matzah, the dough, they went on their shoulders. Rashi has more. Rashi says they had the shiore matzah u'mori. The leftover matzah and the leftover mori, they took and they put it on their shoulders, and that's how they went out to Mitzrayim. Why did they do that? So Rashi tells us the reason why they did that was the chava v'samitzvus, the show of chavivus. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they had ruchosh gadol, they had millions and millions of pounds of worth of jewelry and everything. Ruchosh gadol has been a ruchosh gadol. However, that they put on their chamorim, that they put on their donkeys, that they put on their lorries, as we say. The mitzvah, that was the main thing, that was the most important thing for them, that they wanted to carry themselves, the chavim samitzvahs. It could very well be that the reason why we have this mitzvah of lifting up the moray and matzah the Chavos HaMitzvos might be a zecha to when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they put it on their shoulders, the Chavos HaMitzvos. Say Rashi, the same, it was the same lashon of the Chavos HaMitzvos when Klal Yisrael went out to Mitzrayim, and that would be a nice pshat why today we do the same thing in the Chavos HaMitzvos to show the Chavos HaMitzvos. Now, I would just like to put in an extra point in this. Why is it so relevant? Klal Yisrael have been in Mitzrayim, have suffered moroi by moros chayim. Why is it so important that when they leave Mitzrayim, that they should show, as they're leaving Mitzrayim, we're taking out with us the matzah and the moroi. And matzah, I understand, matzah is cheirus, we're taking out matzah. Moroi, why was it so important that the moroi, you would think that they want to forget about the moroi. Why are they now taking out moroi, putting it on their shoulders, and going out with moroi? It sounds interesting that Klal Yisrael should want to, as they're leaving Mitzrayim, go out with moroi. Let me tell you a medrash, a most fascinating medrash, and I think this is the key to the questions that we're asking. I just would like to point one more question, that this is the profession, we'll ask this question, that we have, first we eat the matzah, and the later say that, and then we eat the moroi. The matzah is the cheirus, which is the kutzeikom, when they left the Mitzrayim, and the moroi is by moros chayim. And the obvious question that all the profession ask is, the moroi should be before the matzah. We should first eat moroi by moros chayim to remember what we went through, the suffering we had in Mitzrayim, and afterwards we should have the matzah. Why is the seder avorim? Why is the moroi after the matzah? There are many explanations. I will share with you a medrash that I saw, and it's a fascinating medrash, and it's very, a story which I think is mechazik many people in how to deal with this shoyness. The medrash tells us, it's the pasuk that we mentioned before, livnas hasapir. What's livnas hasapir? So Rashi said it's a brick. Says the medrash, a beautiful medrash. The medrash said that when Klal Yisrael, the livnas hasapir were two things. There was livnas and sapir. Livnas is the brick. Levena means a brick in Lashon HaKodesh. Stuck at the brick that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in front of him to remember the suffering, the communal suffering of Klal Yisrael. The Yimoros Chayim, the livnas hasapir, the work, the hardship that Klal Yisrael had in Mitzrayim, the brick after brick that they were building and making and producing, that was in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sapir, says the medrash like this. There was the medrash brings on the story, a very sad story. There was a lady who was working in the fields and she miscarried. And Shofir, in Lashon HaKodesh, she and the Samach interchange. And Shofir, in Lashon HaKodesh, means the sack of the fetus is in the sack of the lady during pregnancy. And because of the hard work that she did, she miscarried. And she miscarried the child. Says the medrash that during Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Halol Ovid Azor, the Makadrigim came and said, Klal Yisrael, not deserving, to, we should split the yam for them. So Malach Gavriel, the Malach Rachman of Gavriel, took this shofir, took this sack, this little baby, this tsar, or this woman, and he took it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at this, look what Klal Yisrael endured, look at the hardship, look at the pain, the affliction that Klal Yisrael had to go through in Ebuch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the yam, split. He says that was in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was the Livnas HaSapir, was the brick, and this shofir. And then the Medrash carries on and says, V'hi hoitza, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it stayed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Until Chorban Beis HaMikdash, that Livnas HaSapir was there, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Chorban Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it away, and that's the pasuk in Eicha says, V'lo yizdochah ha'doim raglov, v'yoyim apoy. What do we see in this medrash? We see this medrash a fascinating thing. When Klal Yisrael go through a tzora, it's not just, we're not allowed to ask questions because we don't understand why the Shrofa does tzora to Klal Yisrael. We don't understand. One thing we can take out from there is that when we endure the hardships, it's not just for that time. The schusim that Klal Yisrael have from the hardship that we went through help Klal Yisrael for many, many years later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at those hardships and says, oi, this is what Klal Yisrael went through for me. How can I do this to them? How can I do this to them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything that Klal Yisrael did. And I think it's a fascinating point here. It's not only Klal Yisrael as a code, as a communal Klal, that helps with Klal Yisrael. Each individual Yid that goes through his own personal hardship, that hardship is oimet a schus for that yid, for himself, and not even that, sometimes that hardship, that is soyan, those yisurim that a yid went through, can help him, can help the whole Klal Yisrael. the Malach Gavriel took this shofir and this hardship that this lady went through. It was not forgotten. It was remembered. He took it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Klal Yisrael, Ein Tzara, I want you to help Klal Yisrael do the Kriyas Yam Suf. This one individual hardship that a Yid went through, that a lady went through, that a Mishpacha went through, helped the whole Klal Yisrael. The schus of the Kriyas Yam Suf, as we have it today with the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, was because of one Tzara of a Yid. One Tzara of a Yid can help the whole schus of Klal Yisrael. Could you imagine how many schusim, when Klal Yisrael go through, how many schusim it helps, and it's a schus to Klal Yisrael. That's what you see in this medrash. Now we can understand why this Levis HaSapa is here now. It wasn't just, how about it? It's also there during the Shibud Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishlachah B'Tzvah Yisrael. That's true, that's 100% true. However, it doesn't end there. The schusim that Klal Yisrael have when they go through hardships is oimed for them, doiras, for many, many doiras, for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of doiras. And after they come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, for some reason, I have to do Chorban Beis HaMikdash now, but if this thing is in front of me, I can't do it. You have to push it away, Kriyachal, to bring the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. I think it's a big chizuk for a person to understand when he goes through a hardship, that this hardship he has to go through. We don't ask for hardship, we don't ask for mistreatments. But if it comes to us, we have to realize that it's going to help us, and it can help the whole Klal Yisrael with our hardships. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they appreciated this, they understood this, they had Giluim, they understood this. They dafka went out to Mitzrayim and they were mechav of the samitzas, they were mechav of the matzah, and more than that, they were mechav of the moray. The ma'izov, the zeichel of it, I think it's a whole different outlook and understanding in the eating of moray that we have today. It's not just to remember, but it's also true to remember by Yomos Chayim, but it's true to understand that we leave Mitzrayim, when a person goes through a moray, when a person goes through by Yomos Chayim, he leaves Mitzrayim, he leaves his Mitzrayim, and he takes it with him, and that can help him for doyer doyeris. That might be the pshat, why we eat the morah after the matzah? Because the morah is after the matzah. The schus of the morah that we have is after the matzah. We can have the schus of the morah. The Klal Yisrael appreciated that, and that's why they took it out. This is my suggestion. It could be, when we speak about v'achrechen yetz berchush gadol, that Klal Yisrael went out berchush gadol. So you could say, stam, Rashi says down, v'avur shakai akai mitzvah matzah morah. That's a berchush gadol. A mitzvah that we husband has also a berchush gadol. And you clearly saw went out Mitzrayim, they had Rishchosh, better than Rishchosh God is the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs. Shlo Yoimru, Avram's minute to say that. Not everybody might appreciate that. Rishchosh God, but some people understand, you know, Rishchosh God means just, you know, what Rishchosh God means. So therefore, Shmuel said, okay, so we'll give them money also. I just remembered somebody once asked me a question. He said, let us say that we do a zecha for everything. We do a zecha for the tears, we do zecha, haroises, for everything we do zecha. Where is the zecha of Rechush Gadol? Well, why don't we have a zecha? We have the 10 makas we did, the finger 10 times. Where is the Rechush Gadol on the Seder?
It's gone.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone, okay. So there's a very problem given here. One shot could be, one verse somebody wanted to suggest was that Rechush Gadol means Rechush Gadol. If you're going to put a little small, but you're going to, don't put Rechush Gadol on this table, you're going to put a little something, it's not a Rechush Gadol. It's not a Rechush Gadol. You don't even see a Rechush Gadol when you have a little coin. Reminds it interesting, the Maril used to, on the Leila Seder, rather, the Ramah brings down, used to put all his pupils, gold and silver, and even if he had from Goyim, Mashkin, collateral, he used to put it onto the table. It could be, this might be a Zeicha to Vayishalut, they borrowed Kalim from the Goyim, even if he knew it wasn't there, Kalim, and they put it, and they took it. This might be a Zeicha that we put Kalim, even which don't belong to us, it belong to Goyim, that might be a Zeicha Rechush Gadol. However, I think that when we speak about Rechush Gadol, according to what we understand, the Rechush Gadol, the much deeper Rechush Gadol is the schusim that we left Mitzrayim with. The schusim, the moray, which represents the schusim when we have from the Mitzrayim that we took out with us. That's Rechush Gadol. We don't need a Zeicha. The moray is the Zeicha for this Rechush Gadol. The deepness of Rechush Gadol is much more. Klal Yisrael, the Rechush Gadol, and they also understood it. That they put on the Chamorim, the money they put on the Chamorim. However, the mitzvahs, the moray, they took for themselves. They understood and appreciated the Rechush Gadol that they had. It could be, the Ramah brings down also, there's a minute to eat egg, Zeichel HaAvelus on Tisha B'Av. Zeichel HaAvelus, we have in Leila Seder. Why is Avelus coming to on Leila Seder? Why is that coming? According to this, we understand maybe, that we have the Moray. Klal Yisrael, when they had the Korban Pesach, The Mori was the rice of Derech Agav then. Because then, Mori, as we spoke, this real schusma of the Mori worked for Klai Shal Tzilich Aram Beis HaMikdash. That was the rice. However, today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe the schusma Mori is being diminished a little bit. And therefore, maybe that's why Klai Shal Ma'ora, the Avedus of Tisha B'Av, that Mishra tells us that Tisha B'Av is the same as Pesach, might be to bring out this point that this Mora that we have today is only Drabonon. The schusin that we have today from the Tzias Mitzrayim is only Drabonon. I think that according to this, we might be able to understand have a deep, much deeper meaning in this Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon tells us, at least we've marked him in the beginning of the Shia, Vilna Gaon tells us that in Kladis, that the Chutra, this matter, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu did all the Makkas, this matter, tells the Vilna Gaon that this matter was will Kladis Shrol. And it stayed the Kaisal in the Beis HaMikdash until Chom Beis HaMikdash. It started the question, what's the relevance of this matter, of this stick, with us in the Beis HaMikdash? This, I thought, I suggest, and last night, I opened up a few Purushim from the Nagamon, and I saw it's a Purushim of the Nagamon. But then, the way we're explaining now, that might be the Indian. The matter of Mitzrayim represents, the matter of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Makkas, represents the Makkas. Makkas were Klal Yisrael endured. Va'avodu on, va'on oisim kiyam to them. Va'achakein don aloichi. It's the omazet don aloichi. The makkah represents, it could be the schusin of the mat, of all the makkahs, what started when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, and they went through everything, the hardship they went through. That's when the schusim started. Shabbat said, you had such a surim, now we're going to have makkahs. Now you're going to see the Yad Hashem. You're going to see the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to experience the beginning of closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This matter, that's what this matter represents. It represents the schusim that Klal Yisrael have through the Yisurim that they have to endure. And this matter went with Klal Yisrael and took them into Eretz Yisrael and it took them into the Beis HaMikdash and it stayed with them. The schusim of this matter, the schusim that this matter represents, stayed with them till the Chor Beis HaMikdash. I think it's beautiful. It's the same Dazakim Bala Tosis, the same Medrash that says that the schusim of the Midna Sasafir stayed with Klal Yisrael till the Chor Beis HaMikdash. It's this matter, it's that what represents this Inyan, stayed with them till the Chor Beis HaMikdash in the Beis HaMikdash. And another Vilna Gaon that I saw, I'm going to read you the words. The Vilna Gaon says, he said, this matter, because Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, take this matter, and I want you to do the nisim with it. V'chein anani kovit. The anani kovit that the Klal Yisrael had in Mitzrayim was b'schus this matter. V'chol ha-toivos shahoyu b'Beis HaMikdash nikra l'matter. All the toivos that Klal Yisrael had in the Beis HaMikdash were through the matter. So the Vilna Gaon says, like Moshe Nasa, the main Moshe, in the same way as Klal Yisrael had toivos, the Nisim and all other Anani Kovod and the Mayim was through this matter. He carried on in Beis HaMikdash. All the toivos that Klal Yisrael had was with this matter. Moshe Ben took this matter. He gave it to Yeshua. Yeshua gave it over to the next generation, and they stayed in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Mamish. This is what he's saying, that the matter wasn't just a one-time thing. It was a continued thing that Klal Yisrael had with them until the Chor Beis HaMikdash. I would just like to be Messiah with a beautiful Balat Turim. In this Indian, we're talking about the matter over here. The Balat Turim says we marked him a Medrash. The Medrash says that the matter, the stick that Moshe Rabbeinu had, was the same stick as Aaron HaKohen had that grew flowers in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Mishkan. The Baal HaTurim says like this, he makes a Xer Shav, he says Mateh, it says here Mateh, and it says by the Mateh, by Paroi, and by when Paroi did the Mateh, he says, it says there also Mateh. He says that when Moshe Rabbeinu threw the matter down, and the Chatume, the magicians of the tribe threw the matter, we know Chazal tell us that the matter of Moshe Rabbeinu swallowed the matter of the Mitzvah of the Chatume Mitzrayim. He says that in the same way, Aaron HaKohen, also his matter, when all the Nesiim put their matter into the Beis HaMikdash, and Aaron HaKohen in the Mishkan, and Aaron HaKohen also put his matter in his matter, he said that his matter swallowed their matter. When Moshe Rabbeinu took it out, it was one big matter of Aaron HaKohen, and it had it, and it swallowed all the other sticks. That's what the Baal HaTurim says. He makes a Gzeirah Shavah. Right? So obviously this Baltum is going together with the Medrash that we quoted that said that the matter of Moshe Rabbeinu was this matter of Aaron with the same matter, and makes it, it goes very beautiful together. That the taka, this matter had this koyach of swallowing other matters, and it was a hemshech in Maisa with Aaron HaKohen. I once had a beautiful insight in this. What's the idea? The Aaron HaKohen's matter had to swallow the other Nesim's matter. Why couldn't it just be as the poshut pshat? Everybody that put their matter in, and Aaron HaKohen put his matter, and it came out. His matter had prochem, and their matter didn't have prochem. Why did it have to be such a way that they had to swallow the other matter of the Nesim? So I heard a beautiful pshat that Chazal tells us, it's a Gemara and Yuma, the walls of the Bais HaMikdash grew fruits, golden fruits. Till Chom Bais HaMikdash, there were fruits in the Bais HaMikdash. What does that mean? In a Mokum HaMikdash, in a Mokum of Kedusha, there's Pricha, there's growth. It's a Metzias. It's Metzias. If a person wants to know where is the Emes of growth, that's in a Mokum HaMikdash. That's in a Bais HaMikdash. Metzias, Kokshmokum makes gold grow. It's the walls. The walls are going to go and make gold grow, golden pears. That's the Metzias of Kedusha. Kedusha makes Pricha, makes growth. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take all the Shvatim sticks, all the Nesiim sticks, and put it into the Bais HaMikdash, they would all grow. Because the Metziah says, if something is in the Mokum Kedusha, there's growth. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do? He had to take the stick of Aaron, and make the stick of Aaron swallow the other sticks, so that it's kilu kli b'tor kli, mechitza, hefzad, they're not mamish in the Mokum Mikdash. Aaron HaKohen's tree is, the stick is covering them, and therefore the only stick that grew was the Aaron Cohen's stick. Because that's the growth, if you want to know where growth is in the Makom Kedusha. So I'd like to be Messiah and Taka to be, give the Olim a Brocha, that you come every single day into in the Mikdash Ma'at, to hear the Torah, and this is the place to hear Peres, Peresem Sukin, sweet Peres. This is the place of growth, and I wish to all the Mispalim, all the Shemi Ashir, that you should all be Zoicha, to growth in Ruchnias, growth in Gashmias, and to have a lot of Nachas and children. Amen.